6, 7.
So we're reading from selected texts on the subject of the hardening of the heart at the entrance to conception. From Shamati 122, understanding what is written in Shulchan Aruch. When one cries, write us to life, life means adhesion with the life of lives, which is by that specifically when one wants to work entirely in the form of bestowal, and that all of one's thoughts for self-gratification will be revoked. Then, when one feels that he is saying, when one feels what he is saying, his heart can fear lest his prayer will be accepted. That is, that he will have no desire whatsoever for himself. And concerning self-gratification, there appears a state where it seems that one leaves all the pleasures of this world, all the people, friends, his kin, all his possessions, and retires to the desert, where there is nothing but wild beasts, without anyone knowing of him and of his existence. It seems to him as though he loses his world all at once, and feels that he is losing a world filled with liveliness, and takes upon himself death from this world. He feels as though he's committing suicide when he experiences this image. Sometimes the Sitra Achra helps him picture this state with all the dark colors. Then the body repels this prayer, and in such a state one's prayer cannot be accepted, since he himself does not want his prayer to be accepted. For this reason, there must be preparation for the prayer, to accustom oneself to the prayer, as though his mouth and heart are equal. And the heart can come to agree through accustomization, so it would understand that reception means separation, and that the most important is the adhesion with the life of lives, which is bestowal. One must also always delve in the work of Malchut, called writing, considered ink, and shacharit, blackness. This means that one should want one's work to be in the form of Livni and Shim'i, that only at the time of whiteness does he adhere to the Torah and mitzvot, but unconditionally, whether in white or in black, it will always be the same for him, and that, come what may, he will always adhere to the commandments of the Torah and mitzvot.
We're continuing on to excerpt 6 from Baal HaSulam.
Okay, during the preparation period, the whole work is the prohibitions.
Eretz is from the word ratzon, desire.
That is, in the no, as it is written, and they shall be afflicted in a land that is not. However, with matters of the tongue, which is considered me, one must first be awarded the discernment of love. Yet during the preparation, there is only work in the form of the nose, by way of thou shalt not have. And by the profusion of the nose, we come to the point of God, of chesed, or mercy or grace. But prior to that, there are many nose, which is another God, many nose. This is so because from lo lishma, one comes to lishma. And since the Sitra Acha provides support, hence, even afterwards, when we work and extend Kedusha, sanctity, still, when she takes the support, we fall from the degree. And then she takes all the abundance that they extend. Thus, the Sitra Acha has the power to dominate a person. So one is compelled to fulfill her wish. And he has no other counsel but to raise himself to a higher degree. Then, the sequence begins anew, as before, with the 49 gates of impurity. This means that one walks in the degrees of Kedusha until the 49 degree gates. Sorry. But there she has control to take all the vitality and bounty until a person falls each time into a higher gate of impurity, since God hath made even the one opposite the other. And when one comes into the 49th gate, one can no longer raise himself until the Creator comes and redeems him. And then, he hath swallowed down riches, and he shall vomit them up again. God shall cast them out of his belly. This means that now, one takes all of the bounty and vitality that the klipa, the shell, was taking from all the 49 gates of Kedusha. This is the meaning of the looting of the sea. Yet, it is impossible to be redeemed before the exile is felt. And when one walks on the 49, one feels the exile, and the Creator redeems on the 50th gate. And the only difference between Galut, exile, and Geula, redemption, is in the letter Aleph, which is the Alufo Shel Olam, the champion of the world. Hence, if one does not properly attain the exile too, he is deficient in that degree.
Let's read it.
So we're reading in the writings of Bala Sulam, the freedom, the heading, criticism as a cause of success. It's the cause of deterioration. We're going to start with reality. We're studying in the freedom. The reason for breakdown due to criticism, and starting with reality. Reality offers us a extreme opposite with matters, and things that knowledge in this matter can be due to unity that is social as a source of all happiness and success is usually only amongst bodies and the bodies in human beings, as the separation between them is the source of all transgressions and problems. But the matter of knowledge and is completely different, because lack of success and criticism can lead to all the intellectual success. All these successes come in the dispute which emerges between those opinions. The more the contradiction and dispute and the criticism, thus also knowledge is increased. And these things become clarified, and the whole failure and deterioration of knowledge only comes from the lack of dispute in there.
Thus, evidently, the whole basis of physical success is the measure of unity of the society, and the basis for the success of intelligence and knowledge is the separation and disagreement among them. In Kabbalah for the Students, page 395. It turns out that when humankind achieves its goal with respect to the success of the bodies by bringing them to the degree of complete love of others, all the bodies in the world will unite into a single body and a single heart. As written in the article, the peace, only then will all the happiness intended for humanity become revealed in all its glory. But against that, we must be watchful to not bring the views of people so close that disagreement and criticism might be terminated from among the wise and scholarly, for the love of the body naturally brings with it proximity of views. And should criticism and disagreement vanish, all progress in concepts and ideas will cease too, and the source of knowledge in the world will dry out.